Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go, here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left, 23 left. We're
one, two, three.
It's time now for the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Now, here's your host, Derek Kramer.
Good morning, Bills fans, as we've got ourselves the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show here on WGR. Derek Kramer, Evan DePasquale on the board here for you. Joe Kelly on the updates as we're here for you for the next hour. With the Buffalo Bills, 31-10, a decisive win once again over the Miami Dolphins. I gotta say, this is one of the weirdest trends that is going on with just how good the Bills are, is just how frustrating it has to be to be on the other side of that. Miami is supposed to have a promising team. Miami is supposed to have a talented team. Miami is supposed to be a division contender. And every time that these two get into it, whether it's directly head-to-head or if it's for the division race itself, Miami finds a way to slink down to the challenge. And the Bills find a way to elevate their game in different ways. This is the worst statistical performance that Josh Allen has ever had against the Miami Dolphins. And they won by 21. Because Josh Allen didn't have to do much of anything in this game. Defense dominates. Despite the fact that Miami had the football, it wasn't from a lack of big plays. The big play element with the defense was awe-inspiring. 1 week after, or actually 1 week, 4 days after, you would have liked to see a little bit more from the Bills defense. If we don't recall, 4 days ago, the Arizona Cardinals kind of gave Buffalo a scare at home to open the season. And the defense kind of looked like a unit that you'd like to see a little bit more of and a little bit more from. And then what happens? Bailey Spector has to come in for Terrell Bernard. We have to see what the injury status on Bernard is. And Bills fans probably panicking. What happens? Bills defense, yeah, they give up the touchdown right away after Bernard leaves the field. But then what happens from there? The Bills coast. Not just coast, the defense steps up, steps in, and makes plays. This was the peak complimentary football that you're going to see. Josh Allen had some nifty dots in this one. And no one's going to talk about it. Why? Because he didn't need to do anything. 13 of 19 and 139 yards. That's a pretty quiet day for Josh Allen's standard. But that also tells you what this game was. It also tells you how dominant this game was for Buffalo. Because Josh Allen only needed to throw for 139 yards. And it's not like it was a poor completion percentage. He just did what he had to do. I don't know how you could feel as a Miami Dolphins fan. Because any sort of comparison of domination, you would think, oh, like how the Patriots put the boot to the Bills every year. No, because for a majority of it, it was a 17-year playoff drought. We were terrible. We were never meant to compete because they were not a good team. For Miami to have to keep dealing with this, and Josh Allen only throws for 139 yards, and you lose by 21. With a majority of it happening before a major injury for Miami. Something I have to admit. I was going to be a lot more petty, a lot more energetic, a lot more of this spiteful creature here at 1 a.m. But a lot of that energy got sapped away after seeing the concussion to Tua Tagovailoa.
And it's just a brutal reminder of what football is. It is a heavy sport. It is a brutal sport sometimes. And this is why athletes try to get paid, because of stuff like this. They do put their bodies on the line. It is something that is, in a sense, it's barbaric in nature, because we all watch. But this is why you try to go and get paid, because you never know what the heck is going to happen the next time you take a snap. And for Tua, this is the second time that he'd been put in a fencing position in 3 years. That's tough. And as a football fan, you don't ever want to see that happen. You don't want to see a player go down to an injury, especially like that, one that is as brutal as that is. One, for the sake of competition, but two, more importantly, the sake of humanity. And a lot of the questions are going to lead up to, okay, what the heck is Miami going to do? Well, what the heck is Tua going to do? And that's a question that they have to deal with. But as for Buffalo, this is almost looking like a ho-hum sort of scenario. The Bills, in 4 days, have found two completely different ways to win. Josh Allen had to carry this team to a victory in week one on Sunday. And then this week, week two, 4 days later, the Bills win in probably the most complimentary set of a game that we have seen since, what, last year? The Bills were humming on all cylinders. There were no sacks. The offensive line play was clean. There was only one penalty for 5 yards. The run game was strong. Receivers were getting open when they had the opportunity. Josh Allen made some, like I said, nasty throws. One to Khalil Shakir, where it's boosted by a Jordan Poyer unnecessary roughness penalty. And then the other one to Ty Johnson, where he beats Jalen Ramsey down the field and sets up a touchdown. But no one's going to talk about that, because that's how complete this game was. It was a mostly fun scenario. It was a mostly fun day for Bills fans, because you once again got to see the loudmouth little brother try to yap his way for attention. And then big brother just stiff arms him out of the way. And that is what this divisional matchup has been. I'm not even going to use the word rivalry, because it's not what it is. Because when you are rivals, you should be evenly matched. When it comes to win-loss records, the Jets are more of a rival than the Dolphins, because the Jets sometimes beat this team. But this is becoming ho-hum Buffalo Bills double-digit season loading. Why? Because this coaching staff, this group of players, and the fundamental core of this group, they know what they're doing and they're talented. And when I say the core, I mean players like Josh Allen, James Cook, AJ Epinesa, Ed Oliver, and I would even put Von Miller into this. But it also evolves. Christian Benford, Rasul Douglas, Damar Hamlin leading the way with tackles. Daquan Jones on defense. The rotation at linebacker that constantly is being tested right now. And on offense, Kincaid, Shakir, add these new names into the repertoire. But what has been the constant? The coaching staff. And there have been times where they frustrate all of us. There have been times where you don't know what you're going to get from them. Sometimes there are some dubious decisions with clock management. See last game against Arizona. I felt like the decision to go for a field goal against Arizona while up by 3 with a chance to put the game away was dubious. and a call that could be put into question if the wrong result happens. And there have been a few moments like that in McDermott's career as the Bills head coach. But the one thing that they are is consistent. Does the consistency mean losing in the playoffs? I guess so. But they're consistent. They're consistently a good to great team. And that is something that just cannot be argued. There's no Bills tail off. There is no drop off going on with this team. They're just doing the business as usual thing, which is collect wins, even against strong opponents on paper, and take the division. And how does that translate? Well, it's tough during the season sometimes to appreciate it. But this year, it's different. There's something that I keep bringing up throughout the preseason or through training camp, which was the how is fascinating. And now it's looking like the how is, well, they're doing it in any way that they see fit. Any way that they need to do it, they are going to get these wins. Versatile, complementary, solid. Even when they start out like a mess, down by two scores to Arizona to start the first half of the first game, what do? Collect themselves and reel on back. The defense is making big plays on a constant again. And to that point, Sean McDermott continuously needs his flowers for that. The more banged up the squad gets, the more impressive it is when they put in a performance like this. You have no Taron Johnson. You have no Matt Milano. You lose Terrell Bernard. And what do? They put up the most dominant defensive performance that they could in a game like this against an opponent that is known for its speed and its offensive talent. And they just got to work. One of the biggest adjustments that you saw from this game was they were having a hard time setting the edge on sweeps, reverses, anything like that. And they were killing Buffalo to the outside and with fakes. But on the last drive of the first half, all the way through the rest of it, you start to see it. Casey Tuhill had a great game defending the run. Greg Rousseau, still very consistent at setting an edge. And the rest of it was Baylen Specter and Dorian Williams filling in big roles and delivering. Damar Hamlin played a rangy game today. Christian Benford, Rasul Douglas, Jamarcus Ingram, and when he's healthy again, Taron Johnson, have now created the best cornerback depth chart in the National Football League. And how do you do that with what is supposed to be seemingly spare parts? Your first-round pick in Kyrie Elam doesn't see the football field very often. But instead, a trade acquisition, a day-three pick, a couple of undrafted free agents, and Johnson, another day-three pick. And they're one of the best cornerback depth charts in the National Football League. There are advanced statistics that back it up. Your eyeballs can watch it back it up. Nate said he's going to be the conductor on the best cornerback duo in the National Football League. I'm jumping on. Because Christian Benford has become unreal. It's almost as if the expectations between Benford and Elam have flip-flopped based on their draft position. Benford's sixth-round pick. Elam's the first-round pick. But it doesn't matter. The contributions are equaling out. Just because Kyrie Elam doesn't see the field doesn't mean that the cornerback class has not been a success. Elam has had bright spots in his career as a Bill, but obviously he's been outshined by the sixth-round pick in Benford. Trey White goes down last year. The Bills pivot. They go ahead and trade for Rasul Douglas, who plays that physical style that matches the Bills' game. Smart, heady, willing to go up, step up, and make a tackle when it's called upon. And then Jamarcus Ingram, Cam Lewis, guys from UB right around the corner, stepping up and making plays. Undrafted guys that managed to shine in spots in a Buffalo defense that Sean McDermott leads. Whatever he's able to do with secondary players, it's a gift. He's a DB whisperer, and it's stating the obvious, but at the same time, it's more and more impressive by the year. And if Cole Bishop can keep making plays like he did in garbage time here against Miami, that's going to be the next name to look out for. Von Miller's looking healthy. He's got a spring in his step. A.J. Epinesa and Greg Rousseau, that was probably my favorite play of the entire game. The pick six for Ingram is a great play by the defensive back. However, the stunt, the twist stunt by Rousseau and Epinesa was fantastic. Put the Dolphins' O-line through the spin cycle. And what do you have for it? Well, you've got a pick six. Ed Oliver, turnover on down, stuffing a fourth down and short. And then the Bills, the next play, James Cook takes to the house. There's nothing more complimentary football than that. And we've all been irritated by this coaching staff at one point or another. And if you haven't, then you're lying to me. Or you're lying to yourself. But the frustration comes from January. In the regular season, you're able to enjoy this. And you're able to enjoy what goes on from September on through December. It's January. And it's tough to be rational when the point is, yeah, only one team wins at all. But it's just the same boogeyman almost every year. That's all it is. And you've proven you can beat that boogeyman. In the regular season, you beat them in Kansas City. You just got to do it in the playoffs. And then any of the criticism can go away, even if for a little bit. But this was a dominant game against a team that thinks that they're hot stuff, or a fan base that thinks that they're hot stuff at least, and you put them back down in their place. How do you do it? Is just the more impressive part. Josh Allen did not have to put this team on his back like he did 4 days ago. Like he has done oftentimes in his career. This time you didn't have to do it. It just makes it one of the more easy, stress-free games that I think that we've all been able to see sporadically peppered in here and there during a Bills season, typically in the beginning. Usually, sometimes you get a stub your toe game in week one, but then in week two, what do? Clean up. Give you a nice and easy game. And, well, they stubbed their toe in the first half of week one. They end up winning that game in week two, easy peasy. Because that's what they do. I would love for not to have the mid-season swoon, especially the one that happened last year. But there's going to be a lot to look out for here. But at the end of the day, it's almost like, I could say it in a positive way, the same old Bills of this group, of this regime, same old Bills. They're going to comfortably get themselves that 10-plus win season. They're going to make sure that they win in ways that are going to probably confound some people. Put a little stress in you every now and then. And probably wrap up a division title while they're at it. And especially if Miami is going to have to be without Tua for a while, which would seem to be the case, the Jets don't really scare, at least me, New England is in a rebuilding phase with a new quarterback waiting in the wings. Your biggest threat, you once again told them, no. So the AFC East, until proven otherwise, it still goes through Buffalo. Because it's the same old Bills right now. In a good way. How often do we get to say that line, and it's not in a good way? How often do you say same old Bills, and it's a positive connotation? Here you can. Throughout the regular season, it's going to be the same old dang Bills. And I'm going to sound like a broken record about it, but that's because they do this all the time now. They're a consistent group. They are a team that matches with Kansas City in terms of a clip of winning in the regular season. There's one thing they haven't done yet. And that's where the negative same old Bills comes in. But for now, and I mean this in the most literal sense, you can kick your feet back, put your hands behind your head, and just take it in. Feels good, doesn't it? Well, I mean, it's 1:23. If you kicked your feet back and and put your hands behind your head and started lounging, you might have started falling asleep. And I don't blame you. But I got good news for you. Monday on WGR, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe will break the game down in the morning. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Shelton Bulldog take over at 3 o'clock, featuring former Bills center Eric Wood at 4. Then at 8 p.m., on Monday, Westwood One presents the Falcons at the Eagles. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, all day Monday, on the home of the Buffalo Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. It's late. But before we go, we also do have to look at the eye on the quarterback. Josh Allen didn't have to do anything. I can't say that. He made two dime throws en route to 13 of 19, 139 yards, and a touchdown. He carried the ball twice for 2 yards, one of which he slid down very quickly, knew he wasn't going to get anywhere, and you start to think, okay, maybe that hand injury plays into the judgment there. But it's nice. As he's dealing with this hand injury, you win by 21. That's how you do it. That's how you take some pressure off. For a guy that, well, quite frankly, you could, that deserves a little bit of that. Take a little pressure off the shoulders of Josh a little bit. It's perfect. And that eye on the quarterback, by the way, it's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. We're here for another half hour here on the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. And Sunday night at 8 o'clock on WGR, Westwood One presents the Bears and the Texans. Sunday Night Football on WGR is brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case, and by Armor Heat. Do it right the first time. We've got plenty more, and you'll be able to hear from the locker room coming up next. This is the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show here on WGR.
Tua back by himself in the pocket, and he's sacked! Taken down by Ed Oliver. Ride him, Cowboy! Looking over the middle, pressure coming, has to heave it, and it's intercepted, coming the other way, and going for six is Jamarcus Ingram. A 30-yard interception return for a touchdown. Tua's third pick of the night.
Chris Brown on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Jamarcus Ingram putting effectively the nail in the coffin on the Miami Dolphins as the Bills roll to a 31-10 victory, Bills over Dolphins in week 2, to kick off week 2 of the NFL season. This is the second segment here of the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. There we go. Derek Kramer here with you in the Amherst studios as, again, Bills 31-10, a dominant win over an AFC East opponent in Miami that, once again, the fan base had to be put down in Miami. And the Bills made sure that it was done in another dominant way, in a different dominant way. Usually Josh Allen's the one that just torments Miami. And this time, he barely had to lift a taped finger. He was 13 of 19, 139 yards, and a touchdown. Nothing very Josh Allen, the usual, that you were getting out of him today. No, instead, it was the defense. It was the run game. It was basically everything that this team was able to do. In this secondary, I waxed poetic about Sean McDermott being the defensive back whisperer. Obviously, he played in college in the secondary, and a lot of what he's able to teach seems to translate well. Rasul Douglas, Christian Benford, Cam Lewis, Jamarcus Ingram, Kyir Elam. There's no stronger cornerback depth chart right now. Oh, let me also bring in the injured Taron Johnson to that list, by the way. There is no better depth chart at cornerback in the National Football League. And Benford better start getting some national attention himself. He ended up with seven tackles, an interception of his own, and a pass breakup that led directly to Jamarcus Ingram's first pick of the day. Then Ingram goes ahead, gets pick number two, takes it into a house call, and what a day for the UB product in Jamarcus Ingram. So, with that said, why don't we go live to the locker room and hear from Jamarcus Ingram? It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. Let's hear from the UB product.
Couple of interceptions. You're the first UB player to record two interceptions in an NFL game. One of them a pick six. Can you reflect on your big performance and kind of the whirlwind that you've experienced over these past 2 weeks and thrust into action?
Oh, man, it's a blessing, you know, to just be in this position. But I would say really just my mindset, you know, every week and every day coming in, preparing and telling myself, you know, that I'll be in position to make plays. You know, I'll be in position to make that play whenever that play comes. I just always tell myself that.
Tonight, everything you ever dreamed of?
Yeah, it's you know what I'm saying? It's a feeling that I don't even got words to describe.
The second one, did you believe that it was coming to you on that play?
Nah, I couldn't. It was just, I was just doing my job, and, you know, it just fell right out the sky.
What happened on that play? What exactly did happen?
It looked like, you know, our D-line, they was rushing, you know what I'm saying, real good, and got him off the spot, and he just threw it away. It looked like he was trying to throw it away, and, you know, I was just running to the ball, and caught it and took it to the crib.
Jamarcus, you went from Sean mentioned after the game against Arizona that you may not have even been up that day if it weren't for the injury. And to go from that to playing such a central role in two wins in the span of, you know, 5 days, just what goes through your mind, like that quick of a turnaround?
It's a lot, you know, especially getting told, you know, that I might not be up. But my mindset is, you know, preparing like I'm a play, preparing like I'm a starter, you know, no matter what. But it's still, you know, things that I feel, and it's a lot to, you know, be able to step up in those moments. And the fact that they got faith in me to be able to do that, it's just a blessing to be a part of this organization that I can step up in those moments and make plays.
What's the support been like from your teammates? Obviously talking about the journey, but that sideline was insane when you went over there. What was that like?
Like I said, I don't even really got the words to describe it, but I know I got a group of teammates, you know, that love me, and I love them as well. And, you know, I can't be more blessed and thankful for the organization that I play for, my teammates, you know, and just the position that I'm in.
Walk us through the first interception as well, if you could. Was it just the right place, right time?
Yeah, just doing my job. And, you know, CB made a hell of a play on the ball, and just running to the ball, I was able to, you know, come up with that one. So.
That was Jamarcus Ingram from the locker room. Again, that is brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs. Ingram had himself a pretty amazing 4 days. He mentions that he might not have been up for this game, but think about Arizona. He has to play, and he's getting some good reps after really earning those reps throughout the preseason. And he has two noteworthy plays against Arizona. The first one, not a good one. But when you look at the replay, so impressive by him athletically. He gets flagged for a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness for, quote-unquote, hitting Kyler Murray. But when you look at the replay, Ingram, amazingly, athletically, gets out of Murray's way. Probably one of the more impressive plays that you will see that doesn't involve a statistic. He got out of the quarterback's way. Unfortunately, the way that Murray slid into the ground, it did make it look like in live time that that was a penalty and they threw the flag. But when you look at that replay, it's impressive that he was able to not hit Kyler Murray. And then the final pass breakup. Murray basically calls a play from 2020 where he says, the heck with it, my guy is down there somewhere. And who's in on the pass coverage on that final play? It's Jamarcus Ingram. Ingram makes the pass breakup. Bills avoids getting flagged. Noteworthy. And the Bills take week one. Ingram ups the ante in week two. Benford with a great deflection on the slant pattern. And Ingram's in the right spot. Reacts. Tip drill. All the time they teach it. And then, of course, a great pass rush between Rousseau and Epenesa, who forces Tua to make a bad decision. It looks like Tua is supposed to try to get that ball out of bounds, but this is where those rumors of that arm strength with the Dolphins quarterback were kind of creeping up here, because that ball does not get there, and Ingram is able to run right under it, pick six, and again, puts the nail in the coffin for the second straight week. Far different context. But Jamarcus Ingram's the one that puts the nail in the coffin once and for all for two straight games. Not a bad start to your season, I would say. All the more impressive that Ingram is able to step in and make these plays. Battling for a spot on a roster, and it turns into meaningful snaps. Another UB product that finds a way to shine within Buffalo's defense. And one of the others has been Cam Lewis. Most of that game against Arizona and today against Miami, he's had to step in for Taron Johnson, who is typically known as one of the best nickel corners in the National Football League. So it's a heavy order. Oh, by the way, these corners, today we're doing it against two of the best weapons in the league, in Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. So once again, the Bills have the best cornerback depth chart in the National Football League, and I'm tired of it being a secret. Because the Bills held Waddle and Hill as a tandem to 10 catches, 65 yards. That's sick. It's nasty. Hill, in particular, continues to be frustrated by Buffalo ever since he's been relocated to Miami. And I'm going to use the tweet about the Bills' depth chart at cornerback, and I don't want to keep it a secret anymore, as a chance to get connected to our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today, as I read some tweets here from this one saying, Mike saying, no, let it remain a secret. No, I don't want to. There are players in this league that should be getting recognition for how consistent and solid they are. And I think Benford and Douglas in particular are guys that are able to do that. Mike D tweeting in, well, cornerbacks get help from the safeties too. Maybe the younger guys with more speed and athleticism make up for the loss of experience. Of course, that being on the safety end. And I'm not going to disagree with that, but at the same time, the separation metric where Christian Benford is alone breaking the graph is indicative of how well he's able to play. He's in the hip pocket. of whoever he's defending right now, and it is impressive to see. All throughout training camp, you were also hearing about, like, hey, Josh Allen and Keon Coleman, there's, like, highlight reel plays, and it's not like Benford and Douglas were, like, long gone from the play. No, those two are in coverage, and it's almost perfect every time, if they're the ones involved in that play. Another one tweeting in, I think Benford might become elite if he's not already. He is progressing that way. If he continues to do this for another full season, I think it's time to start really being able to bang the pan and say, hey, Christian Benford is that guy. Before we go here on the Transdown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show, we will hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the other side here as you're listening to the Overtime Show. Derek Kramer right here on WGR.
Handoff goes to Cook and he sails into the end zone for his second touchdown of the game. One receiving, one rushing, and the Bills up 16-7 with 6:25 left in the half.
Welcome back. Last segment here of the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Derek Kramer, Evans on the board here for you. Final segment of the Overtime Show. And hey, guess what? On Monday on WGR, it's your usual Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe will break the game down with you in the morning. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker starting at noon. Then Shope and Bulldog take over at 3 o'clock. Former Bills center Eric Wood joins Mike and Chris at 4. And then at 8 o'clock on Monday night, Westwood One presents the Falcons at the Eagles. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, all day Monday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. And then, hey, guess what? We've got more of this beautiful stuff from Westwood One. Because Sunday night at 8 o'clock on WGR, Westwood One presents the Bears and the Texans. Sunday Night Football on WGR is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. And by Armor Heat, do it right the first time. All right, I promise Sean McDermott. Let's hear again from the Bills head coach as we go to the locker room and hear from head coach Sean McDermott. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Okay, glory to God, man, just for putting us in this position to come down here and be down here with this team. And on a short week, great team win. So, you know, I thought the important piece was after half, being able to come out and widen the lead. Was critical for us. James Cook really showed up in a lot of different ways tonight for us, and then the fourth down defense was pivotal. Fans, I mean, what else is there to say about the fans? I actually had someone come over during the game and ask me if this was a home game, which is pretty cool, right? Because there's so many Buffalo Bills fans here. So love it, man. Great environment for the Buffalo Bills. Appreciate all the fans making the trip down here. The Tua situation, and it didn't look good. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. We want the best for him. And with that, I'll turn it over to you for your questions.
Ron, how impressive your defense, losing, you know, Teron last week and then Bernard early in the game. How impressive to put on that performance without those two guys?
Yeah. Again, next man up. The guys did a great job. Bale Inspector knew the game plan, prepared like he was going to start, and the results are the results. And then Jamarcus comes in, again, gets another big play for us, and that's great to see. And these guys work hard, you know, so good things happen when you work hard, and sometimes the ball finds you like that. And again, it was a good team win. So all three phases, it's not about one person, but again, all three phases factored in the win, which is good to see. And still a lot of work to do, but we'll enjoy this playing ride home, and the players will be able to get some rest, and some of the coaches as well and staff. So it'll be good.
What's the injury with Terrell?
I don't know. don't. I know what the area is. I just don't know the severity of it yet. So.
James Cook's touchdown catch up. How well was that?
Yeah, great call by Joe. Well executed. The timing on that. You know, I think they brought pressure on that play, and again, preparation by Joe and the offensive staff and the players executed.
Follow-up on James, two rushing touchdowns after that. Not that he needed confidence, but what kind of momentum can he carry out this game?
Yeah, again, you know, James just continues to grow and get better. He was one of our captains tonight, and you know, it's well deserved, right? So he's from here, and I know it was important for him to play well, and he's just continuing to grow and develop, and just extremely proud of him.
Two wins in 5 minutes. This is tough slate. How proud are you of this group to sort of rally?
Yeah, again, I mean, we've got a lot of new players and whatnot, and you're never really sure. There's so many unknowns starting a season. And, you know, we come back the first week of the season and win, and I think that was a step for us, for any team, to be able to say that you can do that, you can play in close games. And then this game, being able to come down here on a short week, to your point, at their place and play like we did. We played our style of football, and I think we've got, you know, things to do to work and get some rest, like I said, but continuing to groove our football and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to become.
Sean, the linebacker, and your arm is out, Matt Milano. Obviously, I'm sure what Terrell's outlook is, but just what do you see out of that group that helps them prepare for, you know, whatever happens next?
Yeah, I think Coach Holcomb does a really good job. And those guys, you know, they want to be coached. They want to prepare. They want to be good all the way up and down the depth chart that way. And so they realize that they may be a special teams player one day, and then the next day they're asked to play a lot or start. And Baylen's a good example of that.
That was head coach Sean McDermott. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs. Hey, guess what? That was it. This has been the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. I am your host, Derek Kramer, for Evan DePasquale on the board, for Joe Kelly on the updates today. We're going to bed. So should you. Bills 31-10 over the Miami Dolphins. Jeremy and Joe take you back at it again at 6 a.m. You'll hear from me on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. for Sports Talk Saturday. You've been listening to WGR. Go Bills. Get some sleep.